Come see us do stand-up in Baltimore, Hartford, Syracuse, Atlantic City, Levittown, New York, Coho, New York, Providence, Rhode Island, and San Jose, California. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for the tickets. So it turns out, this is from a new poll by Gallup, less than half the United States now is sympathetic towards Israelis. I wonder, wow, that's less than half. What happened, do you think? Oh, right, it was the ethnic cleansing in broad daylight. Isn't that, that'll do it, I think.
I should have banned TikTok sooner before I saw it. Before Israelis bragged what they were doing on it. Not being exposed, bragging about what they were doing.
But you know what this also tells me is that there's still a big percentage of people in my beloved nation who still are completely okay with blowing up little children. That's what that says. There's still a big, although it's
a lot of Piers Morgans.
Yeah, a lot of Piers Morgans.
Is it wrong?
And so here's the chart. America's sympathies in the Middle East situation from 2001 to 2000. So right now, do you support Israel? It's down to 46. Do you support Palestinians? It's up to 33. That's where we are. That doesn't make any sense, though. Why wouldn't we all collectively embrace having all our money being drained out of us to a group of people who, you know, who spit on us and hate us?
Who sex traffic kids to blackmail our leaders, because that's who did Epstein.
Why,
not a conspiracy, it's the obvious truth.
Why wouldn't I embrace having my free speech and my banking taken away because or being viciously attacked for any minor criticism of Israel? Why wouldn't I support that? It just doesn't add up.
I still haven't had a BDS thing, laws explained to me why that's okay. I've never even boycotted Israel or don't even know how to go about doing that. Why would there be a law that says I can if I want?
That's because they AIPAC controls our legislation and our through controlling the election of our elected representatives. That's why. That's why.
You send cops and make me buy brands of hummus that I don't want.
I can boycott New York. I can boycott Florida. I can boycott Alaska, but I can't boycott Israel. Isn't that interesting? And they'll debank you. Glenn Greenwald says support for Israel among Americans is at its lowest level in more than 25 years. Wonder
I bet
why.
Among Jews themselves, too.
Less than half of Americans now support Israel, with support for Palestinians increasing largely due to Biden's funding of Israel's war.
Well, not just that. There's a bunch of other stuff, such as the it was televised, you know. It was on everybody's phone what they were doing. And also, in their words, what they were doing was insane. It was like if you had immigrant parents that didn't know not to use the F slur about gays.
Yeah.
Because they're from another country. That's how out of line the things the Israelis were saying were. So it was shocking in our last 10 years of political correctness to hear how outright racist they are.
So you remember, so this is why they banned TikTok. Glenn Greenwald reminds us. These trends are a major reason TikTok was banned in the United States, as multiple Democrats and GOP sponsors of the bill admitted. It passed because members of Congress, especially Democrats, became convinced that the TikTok was allowing too much criticism of Israel. And you want to hear them say it? They're going to say it. So there's Antony Blinken. That's the Joe Biden Secretary of State. And he's just going to tell you right out why they banned TikTok.
The way this has played out on social media has dominated the narrative. And you have a social media ecosystem environment in which context, history, facts get lost, and the emotion, the impact of images dominates. And we can't discount that. But I think it also has a very, very, very challenging effect on the narrative. Yeah, a small
what?
Parenthetical point, which is some wonder why there was such overwhelming support for us to shut down potentially TikTok or other entities of that nature. If you look at the postings on TikTok and the number of mentions of Palestinians relative to other social media sites, it's overwhelmingly so among TikTok broadcasts. So I'd note that's of a real interest, and the president will get the chance to make action in that regard.
Now, normally after.
So there you go. So there they go, admitting that they banned and shut down, want to shut down TikTok because they're telling you too much truth about Palestinians. Too much free speech. Not good, Mitt Romney just told you. But get this. So you were just mentioning this, Kurt. But I wonder how I wonder how Jews in America feel about Israel. Well, yeah. 1/3 of Jewish American teens say they sympathize with Hamas. Israeli government poll shows.
I only know about it because of Jews telling me. That's the only reason I know about how big of a crime it was. You know, I have no incentive to want to know the truth about this as a guy in showbiz.
So there you have it. Survey shows 66% of Jewish teens in the U.S. say they sympathize with the Palestinian people.
Oh, no, sympathy. Hey, how come you're not this angry at the Likud party supporting Hamas for 20 years? In fact, getting mad at Qatar for not giving Hamas money fast enough. Remember that fun detail? Why wouldn't you take that out on your own leaders did that? Because that's a lot worse than sympathizing.
So 66% of Jewish teens in the United States say they sympathize with the Palestinian people. 66%. And guess what? That's why they had to ban TikTok.
Yep.
And because they don't want information like this getting out. What information? That Israel is, when they bomb a building, they mainly are killing children between 0 and 9 years old. So down here, so these are females, these are males. These are the older people killed. These are the young, so it's mostly kids between 0 and 9 years old. Pyramid of age, fatalities verified. They killed a residential. So when they bomb a residential building in Gaza, they're killing mostly kids between 0 and 9 years old. And that's bad for Zionism. And so that's why they got a banned speech. They got to debank you. And now the Republicans just voted in Senate to help AIPAC and the Zionists and Israel debank you because they're going to say you're supporting terrorists. Who's the terrorist? Who's slaughtering children?
Look, if you're going to outdo what America does, all the vicious crimes we do, where like, oh, how did we lose those wars we were in for the last 20 years? I didn't know you could just kill all their kids. I know that was perfectly fine. Why did the most moral army in the world tell us about starving the Afghans? To starve them all until they get rid of the Taliban.
Yeah.
Why don't we use those amazing tactics?
So good for Gallup for doing this poll. So now less than half of Americans are on the side of Israel. Less than half. Guess what? 99 out of 100 of your elected federal representatives are on the side of Israel.
Yeah, and your money's going there anyway. I mean, you have whatever sympathies you want.
Yeah.
But guess what? You don't get no say in it.
They're going to send your money. Trump just sent more money to Israel, billions more. So all the money they're saving with your Medicaid cuts or your Social Security cuts, they're just sending it to Israel.
Who has socialized medicine?
By the way, they have Medicare for all in Israel. You don't. You still go bankrupt when you get sick. You still pay 100% more for your health care than the rest of the Western world, with worse results. People say, look how bad it is in Canada. We have it worse. And we have
statistically worse results.
And we pay 100% more than Canada's paying. 100% more. We pay more. So when you hear someone say Americans pay twice as much for their health care as the rest of the Western world with worse results, what does twice as much mean? It means 100% more. And you've been propagandized to say, well, I don't want the government to run my health care. I want to keep paying 100% more. And the government doesn't run your health care. You go to a private doctor. You go to a private hospital. You go to a private pharmacy. The government just pays the check instead of Blue Cross, skimming a third off the top, putting it in their pocket, and then skimming another third when, by denying you the service you actually your doctor wants you to have.
It wasn't enough to just skim off it. They got to make an extra buck screwing you out of what you paid for.
That's right. So anyway, I don't know how we got off that, but that's Gallup. Let you know, less than half the United States now sympathetic towards Israelis and teenagers who are on TikTok. 66% of Jewish teenagers in the United States now support or sympathize with the Palestinians. Come see us do stand-up in Baltimore, Hartford, Syracuse, Atlantic City, Levittown, New York, Cohoes, New York, Providence, Rhode Island, and San Jose, California. Go to jimmydore.com for a link for the tickets.